You're born with a certain genetic pattern, you see. Your pattern may be a modest kind of pattern, a shy, retiring. It might be a rather vivacious or what we would call extrovertive kind of a pattern. Everybody has their basic personality pattern. These things probably don't change too much. If you come to Christ with the idea that He doesn't like you the way you are, you have to be changed into what anybody is anybody to get. But there is the feeling in some quarters of Christendom that everything has to change. Everybody has to be different. And one gets the feeling, well, after all, if the Lord doesn't like me the way I am, I'm not talking about behavior patterns. I mean, if you're burglarizing homes, I'm sure that's not fashionable. I'm sure not acceptable in heaven. Now you're beating your dog or your wife or your husband or whatever. That's not acceptable behavior. I'm talking about personality types. You're the quiet type, for example. You don't say much. Or you are the talkative type or whatever, you know. Now, you have to say, if the Lord really doesn't like me that well, maybe I shouldn't join His family. If I'm not acceptable, if I have to, the moment I join, have to start being a religious dynamo, maybe I won't join. But that's not the impression we get in the Scripture at all. The impression in Scripture one gets is sort of come as you are. A lot is said about behavior patterns, about activities. You know, in terms of behavior, you're just supposed to walk among people with kindness, and you should strive certainly to be kind and whatnot. But we're really talking about personality types. The Bible never says you have to change at all. That's as a later addition on the part of the church, the religious community, I should really say, who assume that if you're really, really a Christian, you're going to follow a certain pattern of behavior. If you don't follow that pattern of behavior, you haven't really, really been saved. The passages that talk about bearing fruit give no indication that a peach tree should turn into an orange tree. Bearing fruit is producing the qualities of godliness when the Spirit of Christ is within us, but it doesn't mean becoming an orchard. Whoever you are, you become the best of what you can be when the Spirit of Christ is within you, but you don't have to become somebody else. If you're not a socialite, you don't have to socialize. You may go to the assembly and you listen and you walk out the door. Some people like to stand around and talk. I'm quite in favor of the people who want to walk out the door, because that's a social matter. It's a personality matter. It has nothing to do with enjoying the company of believers or not. If you don't like to go to meetings, don't go to meetings. Come here, of course. No. You know, go if you're going to be fed or you're going to find something that you like there, go. But don't just go to go. Okay, all of these things are in the direction of saying to you that the issues of Christianity really are far more simple than they have been made out to be. But of course, if they were not made very, very complex, how would they sell all these books? Poor writers would starve to death. I skirt that by not charging for my books. They're just voluminous presentations because everybody's always looking for something new. You've come here tonight to touch base with the things of the Spirit. That is really the essence of it. You've not come to get an academic training. You've not come to become theologians. This is not a pep rally, nor is it a course in salesmanship or promotion. Anything, but just simply we've come to touch base and talk about the things that belong to the Spirit. During the course of the evening, you may glean something that is new or something that you hadn't thought of before. On the other hand, you may just feel comfortable hearing the things that are important and of interest to you, you see. Coming out of the crush and press of daily routines and existence and so forth, to sit a quiet hour and think about the things of the Spirit. That has its own renewing factor to it.